Blog Talk Radio. Okay, good morning, God bless, blessing be before you. I'm sorry for the pause and the calls, I'm trying to get my sound right and music all over the place. Amen, amen, God bless you. This is Sister Faye and today is Wednesday, June the 2nd, a new month, the second day. And it's Wednesday. God bless you. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm keeping in prayer right now. Shirley Willis was back and forth in the hospital, and she is out the hospital. Thank God. And her brother and her daughter. All three was in the hospital together. They are out. They are doing well. God bless you. God bless you. Bless them. Favor in their house. Amen. Amen. Right now, I'm going to put on prayer. Notice now is for Denise Gist and her mother. And they're in Cleveland, Ohio. And she is a very dear and sweet friend of mine. Amen. Amen. Heavenly Father, as I get into the word, let the Holy Spirit touch and let those receive the word of God. Keep in mind that the pandemic is still going on, even though they're lifting things from mask wearing and sanitizing and 6 feet distancing and all of that. Please keep in mind and keep safe. God knows what is best, and I'm just saying, stay safe and stay in the word of God. In Jesus' holy name, I pray these things. Amen and amen. My topic today is immediate freedom, and coming from the book of Nahum, first chapter, 13th verse. Now I will break off this yoke from you and burst your bonds apart. Amen. The Assyrian was allowed for a season to oppress the Lord's people, but there came a time for his power to be broken. Just so many a heart is held in bondage by Satan. To such prisoners of hope may the word of the Lord come at once. Now I will break off his yoke from you. See, the Lord promises a present deliverance. Now I will break off his yoke from you. Believe for immediate freedom, and according to your faith, so shall it be. When God says now, let no man say tomorrow. See how complete the rescue is to be. It is a display of divine force that guarantees that the oppressor shall not return. His yoke is broken. We cannot again be bowed down by its weight. His bonds are burst apart. They can no longer hold us. Come, Lord, and set free your captives according to to your word. Amen. Amen. I hope this word gets you and stays with you throughout the day. God bless you. And let God promise keeps you as well. Ecclesiastes 11:1 said, cast your bread upon the waters, for you will find it after many days. Amen. And, you know, do not expect to see immediate reward for the good that you do. You know, it will come. When it comes, be thankful. So let us today do good to the unthankful and the evil. And just be thankful for what we have now. Like it says in the scriptures, after many days, says the scripture, and in many instances, those days run into months and years, yet God promised will always keep. That is my word for today. God bless you. Let Wednesday be a blessing. Keep moving, keep shaking, and keep loving. Let hate not be in your vocabulary today. Let not anyone discourage you, no matter what it looks like, what they say, how they say it. Just keep God's faith in mind. Amen. If you're going to speak anything, speak something good. Speak something positive. Speak life into someone. Amen. I love you. I am Sister Faye or Evangelist Faye. It doesn't matter. I love you the same, and God bless you. Like I said, if I have any followers on here, it does not matter because God is still working through me. Whether I have one listener or two listeners, it does not matter because I know God is with me. Amen. Have a blessed day. I love you. I have another word on Friday. God bless you. Okay, end that.